So far in this series on ASP.NET authentication, we've created an application, created a SQL Server membership repository, and connected it to our application, and then we've provided a way for the user to register themselves on the website. And we actually did that in two ways, one using the Create User wizard that ships with ASP.NET 2.0 and above, and the other by creating our own form and processing the authentication manually. Now, before we can start to make decisions based on whether or not the user is authenticated, we have to provide a way for the user to log in. And we're going to do that in one of two different ways. In this video, I'm going to show you how to create your own form and process the authentication request manually. And then in the next video, I'll show you how to use the built-in controls that come with ASP.NET. So to get started, let's fire up Visual Web Developer Express and open our authentication project that we've been working with. And you'll notice that this is just a stripped version that has just the UI and no actual sort of programmatic user interface defined. So if we just run this really quickly, what we'll see is we've just got some raw content and no actual functional implementation in our user interface yet, right? And so what we're going to do is we're going to add the mechanism for logging in. So in our master page, we have this div that's been reserved for our login area, and the first thing that we're going to do is create a place where the user can determine whether or not, or just visually can determine whether or not the user is logged in. So let's begin with a login view control. So if we scroll down in our Visual Studio Toolbox to the login tab and grab a login view control and drop it into the appropriate space, in our case this login div, and let's give it a more appropriate name, so we'll call it Master Login View. Now, the login view, what the login view is going to do is it'll show you one of two different sets of content based on the authenticated state of the current user. So if the user is anonymous, you get one set of content, and if the user is authenticated, you get a different set of content. So we need to define the two templates, one for anonymous and one for logged in. Now, in our case, the anonymous template is going to be very simple. Now, the anonymous template, you can do anything that you want with. This is any content you want. So you might choose to display banner ads to unauthenticated users or some particular message or what have you. In our case, we're just going to say welcome guest. And then here in the logged in template, we're going to say welcome. But we want to say something personal, welcome to whoever the logged in user is. So luckily there's a login control, there's a login name control that knows what the name of the current user is after they've authenticated. So we'll call that master login name. And that will show a hello message using the name of whoever the logged in user is. Now, that's just sort of a little nicety for our application. We also need to provide the way for the user to actually process the login, enter the username and password, and then submit. So to do that, I'm just going to do a little formatting here. And what I like to do is put the login link inside a angle brackets, which seem to be sort of intuitive for the user. So I've just got that little format there. Now I'm going to use a login status control. So if we grab the login status control here and we drop an instance of it onto our page, and again I'm going to rename it from login status 1 to be master login status because I don't like the numbering. Now let's go ahead and look at the properties that are available. Now, obviously, as you'd expect with ASP.NET controls, there's all sorts of coloring and visual aesthetics that you can change declaratively by setting the properties. We're not interested in that so much. What we're interested in is the behavior here. The login URL is going to be the default of login.aspx, and that's the default, that's what's expected, so we don't have to specify it. If, however, you want to use a different file name or you want to put it in a different directory, I covered how to do that in one of the previous How Do I videos in this ASP.NET authentication series, so I'm not going to revisit that here. But there are a couple things that we do want to do. We want to set the logout URL page, In our case, we could set it to, you know, loggedout.aspx, as I've done in a previous video, where we could, you know, leave some message or show some advertising or whatever. In our case, we're just going to redirect to the default.aspx page, and I'm going to change the logout action from refresh the page to redirect. And the reason I want to do this as a default is that this set of login logic in our application is in the master page, and we don't know what all of the pages that are will be in our application that will derive from this master page. We don't know them in advance. So it might be that one of the pages that derives from this master page is a protected resource. We don't want the user to be able to log out and still be there at that protected resource, or if that protected resource gets refreshed and they're no longer authenticated, they'll get they might get an error message. So we're just going to say, hey, when you log out, automatically you're going to be redirected to the default.aspx page, right? And that'll work. So now if we run our application just to see what we've got so far, so you can see we get the message hello guest, and we have our login link. Now if I click on this, it'll fail because we haven't created the login.aspx page yet. So let's go ahead and do that. So we'll create a new web page. We'll call it login.aspx, derived of course from our standard master page. And now we can use this login.aspx page and define the form to gather the username and password and attempt the login. So we're going to need a field for the username, a field for the password. We're also going to want a field for whether or not the user wants the application to remember them, and then we're going to need a login button. And then we're going to also need a place where we can set a message. Okay, so this is basically, we've shelled this out. Now we can implement all of the various controls. So let's start with a username text box. And similarly, we'll need a password text box. So let's go ahead and add a text box there. And we'll name it password. Here in the remember me section, we'll use a checkbox. And we'll just name that remember me. The button here, I'm just going to size it out a little bit. And call it do login. And then let's change the text value to say do login as well. Now this label control here, let's call this label failed authentication. And here in the text value, I'm going to say authentication request failed. And just for emphasis sake, let's set it to bold, and let's set the color to red. And one more thing we want to do is we want to set visible equal to false to begin with. Okay. Now we'll double click on our login button, and here we can actually process the login request by the user. So here inside our do login click event handler, we can say if membership.validateUser. Validate user will take the username and the password that are supplied and check the database to see if that username and password exist and they match. Now, validate user doesn't actually log the user in. Validate user just checks to see if the username and password are valid. So, let's pass in the username and password. Right, so we've said membership.validateUser, username and password, and if that is true, then we can actually process the login. We'll log the user in. So we'll say forms authentication dot redirect from login page, pass in the username, and this is also where we're going to pass in the value of that checkbox. So we're going to say remember me dot checked, right? And so at this point we've checked to see that the user is valid, and if the user is valid, then we've called the redirect from login page method of the forms authentication class, and the only thing that we haven't done yet is do something to tell the user if the login failed. Now if redirect from login page gets called, the user will immediately be redirected to wherever they're supposed to be redirected from. So we could have an if statement, an else statement in here, but we don't really need to, because if the user ever gets to code below the end if statement, then that means that the validate user request failed. So here we can say label failed authentication dot visible equal true. Right. So if we ever get here, that means that authentication failed. So let's go ahead and run our application. So here you can see we've got the guest, the login. We click on login, and we get to our login page. Now I have a user in the database. Let me enter a bad password. And this will look it up in the database. Nope, that's the wrong password. And now you can see when I enter the correct password, immediately we get authenticated. One more thing that you probably should do in a real application is we go over to the login page here and look at the properties for our password box. Let's set text mode equal to proper to password, so that when we run now, we're not doing it in clear text, right? So there we go. And so that's it. It's that easy to process your own login form. You can do that if you don't like the way that the existing one that ships with ASP.NET uses, or if you need to do some other logic at the same time. Maybe you want to, you know, do some single sign-on integration, or you know, you have some AJAX retrieved content that you want to display on the login form while the user is filling in their credentials, or for whatever reason you want. And then in the next video, I'll show you how to do it an even easier way using the login control that ships with ASP.NET 2.0 and above. ¶¶